Dr. Pinsky dictating Mount Miami. I'm Mark, M-A-R-K, Ruggirello, R-U-G-G-I-R-E-L-L-O. Mark Ruggirello is a 28-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 4/19/18, but at that time a steel plate dislodged from a forklift. Period. He became crushed and stuck under the steel plate until the machine was removed. Period. As a result, he believes he injured his both legs and from the waist down. Period. He was seen at the Rutgers University emergency room that same day. Period. With this and subsequent evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be a severe tibular fracture on the left leg. Period. He underwent surgery to repair this on two occasions. Period. The first involved pinning the fibula with hardware. Period. He did have physical therapy afterwards and completed his course of active treatment. Period. He continues performing a home exercise program. Period. New paragraph. Further records supplied. Mr. Ruggirello was seen at the emergency room on 4/19/18. Period. He stated a heavy metal table fell into his left leg for about 1 minute. Period. He had pain and inability to weight bear. Period. X-rays showed a displaced vertical fracture of the mid-tibial shaft with half shaft width. Posterior displacement of the distal fracture fragment. But there was also a displaced transverse fracture of the fibular shaft with half shaft width, posterior displacement of the distal fracture fragment, and approximately 1.5 centimeter bony overriding at the fracture site. Period. There was edema of the soft tissues of the left lower leg and ankle. Period. Soft tissue emphysema was seen in the posterior aspect of the left ankle, comma, likely secondary to laceration. Period. He was evaluated by orthopedic surgery and administered various medications, including fentanyl. Period. He was admitted to the hospital for further treatment. Period. New paragraph on 4/19/18. Surgery was done to be inserted here. Period. He had a second surgery later that same day to be inserted here. Period. He also underwent additional diagnostic studies, including X-rays and CAT scans, to be inserted. Period. New paragraph. He followed up with orthopedics on 4/25/18. 1 week status post-open reduction internal fixation of his left tibia following a crushing injury sustained at work. Pretty still had significant pain in the leg and foot when he attempted to get out of bed. Period. He was taking oxycodone for pain. Period. His diagnostic studies performed to date were reviewed. Period. Dr. Adams expressed they would treat the patient as if he has a Lisfranc sprain based on his mechanism and symptoms. Period. He was going to be placed in a Stimson, S-T-I-M-P-S-O-N, boot to the left lower extremity and return in 6 days with new x-rays. Period. He was also going to remain non-weight-bearing. Period. A venous Doppler ultrasound was done on 4/25/18 and showed no evidence of acute deep venous thrombosis. Period. He had additional x-rays on 4/30/18 to be inserted. New paragraph. On 4/30/18, he was seen by Dr. Helfit, H-E-L-F-E-T, and insert what is marked, period. X-rays showed a left tibial shaft fracture, status post intermedullary nailing. The hardware was intact and good alignment with interval healing. Period. He was referred for additional physical therapy. Period. He followed up frequently and had serial X-rays to assess progression of healing. Period. On 9/10/18, Dr. Lee, L-I, expressed he was 5 months, status post-surgery, and continued to have pain around the hardware and at the knee. Period. However, the fracture was not healed enough to consider hardware removal at this stage. Period. He wanted the petitioner to continue physical therapy, exercises, and walking. Period. X-rays and a CAT scan that day showed a healing left tibial shaft fracture. Period. It was not completely healed yet, but was progressing. Period. The nail and interlocking screws are in good alignment. Period. He then was seen in follow-up on 10/25/18 by Dr. Shaw, SHAW. Period. He noted another set of X-rays to be inserted as marked. Period. Mr. Ruggiero followed up on 11/26/18. Period. The physician assistant noted X-rays that day showed a callus on the lateral cortex. Period. A CAT scan showed interval healing from the prior CT scan that was obtained a couple of months ago. Period. He's going to continue physical therapy and return in January. Period. He did follow up with Dr. Helfit and resident Dr. Lee on 1/7/19. Period. X-rays again showed interval healing of the medial fracture line, which is still visible. Period. Was clinically better. Period. Additional therapy was ordered. Period. On the visit of 2/25/19, X-rays showed a healed tibial fracture and non-union of the fibula. Period. The hardware was intact and in good alignment. Period. Was having pain at the interlocking screws, so it was recommended removal of those since he was having pain laterally near the fibula non-union region. Period. He was advised to undergo a debridement of the non-union and placement of a plate on the fibula to allow this to heal properly. Period. They then elected to pursue that surgical intervention. Period. New paragraph. On 2/27/19, Dr. Helfit did perform surgery to be inserted here. Period. Mr. Ruggiero had numerous additional X-rays performed, running through 10/26/20. Period. This showed instrumentation present transfixing non-acute post-traumatic fracture deformities of both the tibia and fibula. Period. Alignment is satisfactory and unchanged from the study of 7/20/20. Period. There were no new fractures identified. Period. At a follow-up visit on 8/19/19, he was very happy with his progress, having returned to 90% of prior baseline activity. Period. He has occasional soreness and stiffness, but this is not significantly limiting his activities. Period. He had no trauma or infection. Period. His activity levels were advanced to full duty at work and at home. Period. On 7/20/20, Dr. Helfit wrote, X-rays demonstrated a healed left fibular fracture / non-union. Period. The ankle is in adequate position and the joint is congruent. Period. The last follow-up visit with Dr. Helfert took place on 2/14/22. Paired repeat x-rays were done to be inserted here. Paired, they also discussed the plan for treatment. That will be inserted here as marked also. Paired, in paragraph on 5/9/18, the petitioner was seen by Dr. Scafuri, S-C-A-F-U-R-I. Period. He presented with a rash and was diagnosed with tinea pedis of both feet. Period. He was treated accordingly. Period. And the rest will be the other x-ray reports previously mentioned. Physical exam. General appearance. There was callus formation, comma, dirty palms, comma, dirt under the fingernails, and a rough texture to the palms bilaterally. Extremities lower. There were several healed scars about the left lower extremity. Period. On the medial distal scratch, on the medial ankle was a 2-inch short longitudinal scar. Period. On the lateral ankle was a 3-inch scar. Period. This was at the left leg in particular. Period. There was a short scar on the medial proximal shin. Period. In the lateral knee area was a 1.25-inch scar. Period. There was no substantive swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Left ankle dorsiflexion was to 0 degrees, with inversion 15 degrees and eversion 10 degrees. Period. Plantar flexion was full to 40 degrees. Period. Motion of the right ankle, both hips and knees, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle testing was 4+. For left plantar flexor strength at 5-, for extensor hallucis longus strength, but was otherwise 5/5. He was tendered a palpation at the left medial malleolus, but there was none on the right. Feet and ankles normal, knees normal, lumbar sacral. He ambulated with a mild antalgia on the left, but did not utilize a handheld assist device. Period was able to walk on his heels and toes also with some antalgia. Period, the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 4/19/18, Mark Ruggiero's left lower extremity was crushed by a heavy metal plate. Period, he was seen at the emergency room the same day and was found to have fractures. Period, he was admitted to the hospital and then underwent surgery to be inserted here. Period, in the paragraph, he followed up closely, post-operatively, with serial x-rays and clinical exams. Period, unfortunately, he did develop a non-union of the fibula in particular. Period, he then had additional surgery to be inserted here. Period. Eventually, radiographic studies confirmed healing of his fracture. Period, his activities were advanced and physical therapy was completed. Period, ultimately, he was cleared to return to work in a full duty capacity. Period, in paragraph, the current exam found there to be mild swelling about the left ankle with decreased range of motion and dorsiflexion, inversion, and eversion. Period, had mild weakness in the left ankle musculature. Period, he had a mildly antalgic gait on the left, which was also evident during heel and toe walking. Period, he did not utilize a handheld assisted device for ambulation. Period. And put this in bold, at Dr. Helfert's last visit of 2/14/22, he had full range of motion of the knee. Period, motion of the ankle was from 10 degrees of dorsiflexion to 30 degrees of plantar flexion. Period, there was no erythema, warmth, or signs of infections. Period, had minimal, at most, tenderness over the fibular shaft, but none over the tibial shaft. Period. On the visit of 10/26/20, his strength was 5/5, and his tibialis anterior common extensor hallucis longus and gastrocnemius, periodontal intact sensation to light touch, and the tibial nerve, deep peroneal nerve and superficial peroneal nerve, commissural and saphenous nerve distributions. Period. On the visit of 7/20/20, motion of the left ankle was from 5 degrees dorsiflexion to 30 degrees plantar flexion. Period. Subtalar motion was 75% of the contralateral side. Period. In paragraph, I will rate this case with respect to the left leg for his tibia and fibula fractures repaired surgically. Period. He has been able to return to his full duty capacity. Period. I will use the AMA 6th edition guides to calculate this impairment. Period. End.